It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
You're right. It is.
And our throwback year today is 1970.
You are correct again.
And that is the year that one of the biggest rock bands of all time was formed.
Okay.
Aerosmith.
All right.
Yes, they were formed in Boston in 1970. The group consists of lead vocalist Steven Tyler, bassist Tom Hamilton, drummer Joey Kramer, and guitarists Joe Perry and Brad Whitford. Mm. Aerosmith is sometimes referred to as the Bad Boys from Boston and America's Greatest Rock and Roll Band. The primary songwriting team of Steven Tyler and Joe Perry is sometimes referred to as the Toxic Twins.
Wow, they get a lot of nicknames,
don't they? Yeah, they do a lot
they?
Of nicknames.
Toxic
yeah,
Twins.
I don't know who all came up with that, but
I bet they did.
It's an interesting story as to how they got the name Aerosmith.
Okay.
The members of the band reportedly, this should not be surprising, they reportedly spent afternoons getting high and watching Three Stooges reruns.
The Three Stooges reruns is the surprising part
right.
of that.
So one day, they were trying to come up with a name. The drummer, Joey Kramer, said that when he was in school, he would write the word Aerosmith all over his notebooks. The name had popped into his head after listening to Harry Nilsson's album Aerial Ballet, which featured jacket art of a circus performer jumping out of a biplane. So initially, his bandmates were unimpressed because they all thought that he was referring to the Sinclair Lewis novel of the same name.
Of course.
That they were required to read in high school.
They all thought that,
yeah. But the band settled upon the name Aerosmith after also considering Spike Jones and Fox Chase. Yeah, Spike Jones is a weird name for a band.
Fox Chase.
That's a weird name for a band.
Fox Chase sounds like a neighborhood.
It does.
I live in the Fox Chase neighborhood
right.
in Fairport.
Yeah. Aerosmith played their very first gig in Mendon, Massachusetts at Nipmuc Regional High School on November 6th, 1970.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you start low.
Aerosmith signed with Columbia in mid-1972 for a reported $125,000 and recorded their debut album, self-titled Aerosmith.
Mm.
Released in January 1973, the album peaked at number 166. The album reached gold status initially, eventually went on to sell 2 million copies, and was certified double platinum after the band reached mainstream success over a decade later.
Wow.
After constant touring, the band released their second album, Get Your Wings, in 1974, and that was the first of a string of multi-platinum albums.
Okay.
Throughout the 1970s, the band toured extensively and charted a dozen Hot 100 singles, including their first top 40 hit, Sweet Emotion, and the top 10 hits, Dream On and Walk This Way. By the end of the decade, they were among the most popular hard rock bands in the world and developed a following of fans, often referred to as the Blue Army. I had no idea that's what Aerosmith fans were called.
The Blue Army.
But yeah. Over 50 years, the band has performed over 2,000 concerts across 51 countries. From 2019 to 2022, they had a concert residency in Las Vegas, which was interrupted due to the COVID pandemic.
Oh, right, yeah.
After Steven Tyler suffered and ultimately failed to recover from a vocal injury in 2023, during the third date of their farewell tour, the band retired from touring in 2024.
Wow.
Yeah. So Aerosmith is the best-selling American hard rock band of all time, having sold more than 150 million records worldwide, including over 85 million records here in the United States. With 25 gold, 18 platinum, and 12 multi-platinum albums, they hold the record for the most total certifications by an American group and are tied for the most multi-platinum albums by an American group. Despite Aerosmith's popularity and success in the 70s, it wasn't until their comeback in the late 1980s and 90s when they started winning awards and major recognition, including 4 Grammy Awards.
Look at that.
Yeah.
All right.
They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2001, and in 2013, Steven Tyler and Joe Perry were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. In 2008, Aerosmith became the first artist to have an entire Guitar Hero video game based around them, with Guitar Hero Aerosmith. That's considered to be the best-selling band-centric video game across both the Guitar Hero and Rock Band platform.
Is, you don't say.
I do say.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's it?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You picked out a record to go along with Aerosmith, did you,
yes,
Sarah?
Yes, we're going
to
play Walk This Way.
By
Aerosmith.
That's a great pick.
Yeah,
Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Those guys, real rockers. It's Aerosmith, Walk This Way. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Aerosmith, because they were formed in 1970, and that's our Throwback Thursday year today.
True enough. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The name Aerosmith was inspired by a Harry Nilsson album.
They performed more than 2,000 concerts over 50 years.
And Aerosmith is the best-selling American hard rock band of all time.
Ding, ding, ding. And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, he was. Wasn't he a judge on American Idol?
I think so.
I feel like he was.
Yeah. Or a guest judger of some kind.
But I feel like he was on for like maybe a season.
I can't remember. There's been so many seasons of American Idol.
Yeah. He's got some nice get-ups there. Some nice, what do you call them?
Outfits?
Lady costumes. Yeah. He's just nice. Want to say hi, by the way, to Scott Taylor. He sent us a lovely email. He drives from Cortland. He works at the Cortland Enlarged. That's how big it is. It's an enlarged city school district, and he drives home to Elmira, I think it is,
Ithaca.
Every day. Ithaca, sorry. And
very
he listens
different.
To, you're right, and he listens to the Wiki Corner every day.
Yeah, and he mentioned, because I talked about Air Force One yesterday, he mentioned the Doomsday plane, which I did come across while I was looking up Air Force One, which is apparently it's more secure than even Air Force One.
Yeah, it
it can withstand like nuclear war, basically.
It sounds like you only use that in a real emergency,
the
Doomsday
plane. When the Doomsday plane rolls out, you know we're in trouble.
Yeah. So, maybe something on the Wiki Corner in the future.
Maybe. Huh. It is,
All right. Well, thank you, Scott Taylor, for the email. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Folks want to learn more about Aerosmith. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You got it. Plus, we stream live every day on Facebook, and you can catch the archives of this. How about YouTube? Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. The entire channel is there, and just about all the library is there as well for you to peruse at your leisure. And you're back tomorrow with the fresh Wiki Corner episode.
I sure am.
Fifth and final of the week. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather and Three Dog Nights coming up on Legends 102.7.